Dave Andrechuk, a guy who obviously we believe should be in the Hall of Fame. It's a crime he's not. Joins us now on the line to talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning. Hey, Dave, it's Greg. How are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Well, if you're doing Greg, that means you're doing better than great, obviously. Dave, yeah. the Lightning are so damn impressive. And last night, once again, Montreal plays a strong game, but they just don't have what it takes to beat this team this season. What is it about the Tampa Bay Lightning that you don't think the Habs can solve?
Well, first off, it's Ben Bishop. He's played great all playoff long. And, you know, when you think about what he's done in his last five games, he's got six goals against. Tough to beat. And, you know, the Montreal Canadiens are struggling trying to score on him. And, you know, when you get one goal a game, you're not going to win a lot of games that way. So I've been impressed by the way that John Cooper's team has responded in the playoffs. And you'll remember this was the highest scoring team in the league. And everybody was worried about their defense and whether Ben Bishop was going to, stand up to the call in the playoffs. And both of those have been answered. So it's been impressive.
The way they come after you, the Lightning, it almost feels like one of these situations where if they go deep or if they win a cup, now everybody in the league, it'll be the new thing that everybody tries to steal. Like they're all going to look for the next John Cooper, the next guy who plays super aggressive style and pressures the puck all over the ice. You see it that way? Do you think Cooper is the beginning of a wave of that kind of style of play coming into the league?
Well, I mean, he relates to his players and, he's calm, he's cool. I think he's got a different approach than, yelling at him, being hard on him. I think he finds the positives in all the games and, guys feel good going into games. And, the one thing, you can't be hesitant as a player because, this game is so quick. And when you're indecisive, you make mistakes. And I just see his teams, as you said, going for it and being all out. And when that happens, you're going to make you are going to get burned on it sometimes. And we saw that during the year, but the majority of times the talent takes over and, John's got them, going on all cylinders right now. And, I believe that this team learned a lot from their sweep last year in Montreal. And that was the driving force this year is to get back to this point again. So they are, and hopefully we can close things out tonight and get ready for the winner of Washington and New York.
Yeah, they learned they needed a friggin' goalie is what they learned from last year in that sweep from the Canadiens, and they got one now, and he's really proven himself to be a good postseason goalie. I don't think, we praise Cooper, and obviously they've done a hell of a job under his tutelage, but, there's still a steady hand at the wheel in the front office with Steve Yzerman, who's really put what I think is an underrated collection together in the sense that I don't think people realize that the addition of Callahan, the addition of Boyle, the addition of Moore, all these guys that have playoff experience and play a style of hockey in the postseason that really is leadership by example. Like that's some smart general managing right there from Stevie Y.
No doubt. I mean, it started before that. I think that, the cupboard's pretty full of prospects, and that's something that, all teams are striving for is depth in your organization. I think Steve has done that. You remember, he's 5 years in now. And then, let's not forget all the acquisitions that he made in the offseason. All the checkpoints and checklists that he needed, that he felt his team was not good enough last year with the sweep. He's checked all of those. And, I really believe that the final topping was Braden Colburn coming on. This is another guy that he added. We got a big defense. They're mobile. So playoff experience of Boyle and obviously getting Callahan signed to come back. These are all great things that he's done. So they've set themselves up in the future too, and it's not just right about this year. But I think it's down the road. This team is going to be good for a long time, and we'll run into cap issues just like everybody else in this cap world. But right now he's got a lot of good young players that are playing pretty well in the playoffs.
Yeah, Yeah, I remember when Palat and Tyler Johnson were both up for the Calder, and there was some debate as to which guy was the better player that season, which guy was going to be the better player going forward. I don't think that it was unanimous either way. I think there's a lot of debate about it, but I think it's pretty clear that Tyler Johnson's a very special player, yeah?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, you know, an undrafted guy, everybody kind of passed on him because he was small. But he is, he's been unbelievable. And, you know, not just in the playoffs here. I mean, everybody, I think the hockey world now sees what he does. But, you know, we've been watching him all year and that whole line all year and how well they have played. So no sophomore jinx for sure. That's something that we were all afraid of coming into this year is all these young guys, how are they going to respond in their second year? And they've answered that call for sure. And, Tyler Johnson, just a special player, good kid, you know, loves the game, works really hard at it. Doesn't take anything for granted, and he makes that line go. There's no doubt. I mean, Palat and Kucherov are good players, great players, but the three of them together with Johnson at the wheel, it's been impressive all year long.
As a general rule, you need two dynamic offensive players to win in this league. I mean, even the Kings with Carter and Kopitar, you look at Kane and Taves, you look at Sid and Malkin and everything else. I think there was some concern when San Luis was traded that the Lightning would have lost that, and the emergence of Tyler Johnson I think has given them that second offensive option and has made this team so much more dangerous than they would if it was just the Stamkos show.
I agree with you. You do need two lines. You need scoring lines, and you're not going to score every night. This is a tough league to score goals in. And, you know, I think Steven has adapted well, and he's had a year that even though he's got 40 goals, he's played with multiple guys. He's kept plugging away and getting his points and making his line better. So, you know, with the two of them and, you know, you have a third line of centered by Valtteri Filppula, I mean, it's three good lines. And so I think that's something that we're throwing at teams, you know, in the playoffs and likewise in the regular season. So it's just depth in the organization. It's good players all right up and down their lineup.
Yeah, and I guess finally on Stamkos, I mean, his offensive goal-scoring struggles have been well-documented this postseason. I don't know if there's any insight you can offer as far as, like, his health or anything, but, I mean, what do you see from him, and why do you think things haven't necessarily clicked for him in this postseason like we thought
they
might?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been down that road myself personally, is that, you know, you come in as a guy that is looked upon to, you know, carry this team, and he's put a lot of weight on his shoulders, and I think it's unnecessary. I think, you know, I chatted with him, you know, after the first playoff series against Detroit, and I just talked about, you know, you got to keep doing the little things, you know, keep blocking shots, finishing your hits, you know, being in the right side of the puck, and things will happen for you, and I think that he's done that. I think if you watch his overall game, he's worked extremely hard. That line has been good this playoff series for sure. And, you know, we know he's going to score. I mean, he's that talented that, you know, he's going to break out of it. So I think Steven would give a lot of that goal scoring and being on the score sheet if they keep winning games. And right, like the rest of us, at the final buzzer, you know, who cares how many goals you have? Did you win the game? And, you know, did your team advance? And I think that that's the attitude that, you know, he's starting to take.
All right, finally, I got a question for you about where you used to play, which was around 3 feet in front of the goaltender. And my question for you is, if we are getting to a point now where we might have at some point a coach's challenge on goalie interference, is that going to, do you think for those who still play your old role right in front of the goalie, collecting loose pucks, scoring in the garbage goals, whatever, is that going to be a godsend? Like, is there finally going to be a way to exonerate you guys when the goalie is the one trying to draw the penalty?
Well, it's a huge topic, and, you know, it happens in every series. And I just think because of the goalies are so good right now, everybody's trying to figure a way to, you know, to get to them and, you know, to get in front of them to you know, make their life a little miserable. And, you know, the coach's challenge is, it's tough. It really is. I'm not a big fan. I think that, you know, this game needs to rely on, you know, what the referees do. It's a tough job for them. And I think we just got to, I think maybe when goals, I would think maybe a coach's challenge over goals, but, you know, penalties and traffic in front of the net, I think you just got to kind of leave that up to the players to police it and to especially the referees to police it. So, but it is a problem and it's going to be addressed. It'll be talked about, no doubt, whether they'll change the rules a little or, what they're going to do. It happens in every series. It's not just ours or against Ben Bishop. It's all the way through the league.
All right. Well, Jeff Merrick and I are counting down the days until we have to start cracking knuckles and breaking skulls to get you into the Hall of Fame. Our hope is that since Rob Ford is now a member of the Hall of Fame Executive Committee, that'll bring some sanity to the proceedings.
I hope so, I guess.
All right. Dave Andrzejczyk, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time, man. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks, guys.